aside from the amount pledged to SURF, I'm really proud of the diversity that SURF's donors represent. They really embody the spirit of SURF as a fund for all, by all. A total of 47 member states that have received funding from SURF have also contributed to the fund. This is a strong show of broad support for the fund and a good indication of its importance. And I'm especially happy to welcome Al Jisr Foundation as a new donor, which is an Oman-based family foundation that derives its funds from the generous practice of zakat, charitable giving. This multi-year contribution represents a significant diversification of the donor base. And lastly, I was excited that today the Secretary General announced an allocation of $100 million from SURF to 9 underfunded emergencies, which are the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, Tanzania, Cameroon, Mali, Philippines, Eritrea, Haiti, and Pakistan.
The Emergency Relief Coordinator has just launched the 2018 Global Humanitarian Needs Overview, but the needs have again increased. So how is SURF handling such great demands?
In 2018, the global humanitarian needs are projected to be at record levels again, even higher than the ones we faced in 2017. And indeed, this puts pressure on SURF. For example, in early 2017, SURF was one of the first responders to the warning signs in Nigeria, South Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen, where more than 20 million people were near famine. By the end of August, SURF had released nearly $128 million in grants and loans to support the most critical early action life-saving activities prioritized by the humanitarian team in each country, making it one of the largest funding sources in early stages of the response in 2017. Other very well-known humanitarian crises that benefited people affected by the hurricanes Irma and Maria in the Caribbean in September and the Rohingya refugees who are fleeing to Bangladesh. A large portion of the funds usually go to crises in Africa. And in 2015 and 2016, SURF allocated more than two-thirds of its annual funding to emergencies on the continent. And due to the overwhelming number of requests and the limited amount of funding available, we were forced to reduce the amount of money we would have normally given to several crises based on need. For example, in Sudan, we received a funding request of $9 million to assist conflict-affected people. And due to the lack of sufficient funds, we lowered the disbursement amount to $5 million. That resulted in halving the rations of general food distribution and reducing the number of households assisted with livelihood support by one-third. This is really a testament to the fact that a larger SURF is needed.
There are many appeals and funds, but why is SURF so important in today's world, and what can people do to help?
SURF is one of the fastest ways to get humanitarian aid to people with life-saving needs. In a disaster, time lost means lives lost. SURF raises and pools funds in advance and directs them to where they'll have the greatest impact. So when a crisis occurs, humanitarian organizations are often able to receive assurance of SURF funding within hours, allowing them to kickstart life-saving work immediately. For instance, when Hurricane Matthew struck Haiti and Cuba last year, SURF allocated $5 million to its partners within 48 hours, which allowed them to start humanitarian operations on the ground immediately. Apart from this, SURF funding is fast, it's predictable, impartial, and based on life-saving priorities that are set collectively by humanitarian partners on the ground.